Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are hanging out at Joe's Grill, Mike's Sports Grill. It's Sports Bar and Grill, actually in Alpharetta, guys. Physical address again. We want you to come through 1195 Jonesbridge Road is where we'll be until 6 o'clock. You were just telling me, what was this place? You were just talking to me about this.
I was here years ago. We did a Georgia Lottery promo. And, I mean, it's a couple names ago. But it is a scene. It's a great layout. Second floor bar.
Yes, sir.
Top floor. So go check it out, man. We'll be here 2 to 6.
Hey, man, we got a lot to chop up. We were on our pre-show today, our behind-the-scenes show. It was interesting because Dede was telling us how many of you were reacting to our Raheem Morris interview yesterday. And not necessarily to us, but to the answers of Raheem Morris. And, Mike, I just want to start there because a lot of guys hit us up via social media, whether you were watching on YouTube, Instagram, however you were checking us out today. And most of those guys were saying, and most of the folks were saying, it's not that we are not asking the questions that they want. We are. Yesterday, you pressed him on the whole, how do you feel? Your job's on the line. Where is this going? And he calmly answered you in a matter-of-fact way. Right. And I just feel like Falcon fans right now, part of our frustration is we are not feeling like the coach is feeling like us. Now, let's understand this. These players, this coach, this coaching staff, when they lose guys, nobody feels it more than they do. We feel it. We complain. We do all the things that fans do. But there's nobody, Mike, inside of Flowery Branch that's feeling it more than a guy like Raheem Morris. The problem is he's not showing it. That's the issue.
I just think over the years, we said this about Matt Ryan years ago.
We did.
We just joke around that Matt was, you know, like businesslike and a professional, pros pro. But sometimes the fans want to make sure the guys that are playing on the field and the coaching staff expresses the anger and the disappointment the same way the fans would. But it's not like Raheem's going to come on our air and go, these mother blankers, I worked every week. We tried that play to Pitts, we practiced that all week, and the son of a drops it, and it should have been a touchdown. Now, you can do that, and you're Mike Ditka. And
that's
your,
right.
Your team is wired for that, and they're used to it, and that's okay.
Or you're Rex Ryan.
Right. Or you're right? Rex Ryan.
That's right.
But that's your coaching style. But when you are kind of a player's coach, you know, you got to pick your spots. Now, I do think there's a time, and I always felt my father, who's coached me in high school hockey and all, you know, all my sports, my dad always knew when to push the button. You know, like the old scene from Bull Durham. You lollygag to first. Now, you're not going to do that every day. But I just think there's a time where it's maybe time to ramp up the intensity. And maybe Raheem has done that behind closed doors. He's just not going to share that with us. But the fans don't get the impression he has done that.
And he has. I mean, look, if you don't think that he has gotten after guys when necessary,
right?
I don't know what to tell you. How he does it, look, we all parent differently, okay?
Right.
And depending on your kid, you probably parent a different way. I just feel like I'm taking it for what it is. At the end of the day, he's handling this his way, and he's doing it his way. And for us to scream and fuss and pound on tables and say, you're not as mad as we are, is a little bit unfair. But the ultimate thing, Mike, is winning. And if he does this his way, however this is, in the calm, cool, collected fashion, and we win games, nobody's going to care how he dealt with this. Look, one of the things, you know, you talk about the new coaches around the league. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. We're at Joe's Sports Bar and Grill today in Alpharetta, guys. You talk to a guy like Ben Johnson, and we talked about him for the last 3 years. Now he's head of the Bears now.
Right.
And part of the dilemma with Ben Johnson before he became a head coach, he was an offensive coordinator there in Detroit. They got the best offense, yada, yada, yada. But everybody said, is he a leader of men? Can he lead men? Ben Johnson's a smart guy. Right. He's innovative, but can he lead men? Well, the answer is yeah. He's doing it his way. I don't know what Ben Johnson is doing. Is he yelling and screaming at these press conferences when they lose? Is he in the face of Caleb Williams? I don't know. But the fact of the matter is everybody does it differently. I'm only addressing this because so many of you reached out to us yesterday and said, man, I'm sick of this. I'm tired of Raheem not being upset. How can you say that?
Look, guys, it is what it is, you know, and he presents a very corporate persona because he was hired.
Or in control.
You know, in control because he's run and the operation is owned by Arthur Blank, and Arthur Blank doesn't respond to anything other than that kind of corporate stuff, which I can't stand. But that's the way we operate, like the Braves. Braves, you know, it is, Carl. It's a corporate culture when it comes to sports in this town. No one ever says there's anything that's wrong or admits there's a problem. You know, he didn't say we're gonna take this down to the studs this week and reevaluate everything. No, we're gonna keep the same approach. Guys just have to do their job. Okay, good luck. I mean, this gets into what we talked about yesterday, the coaching. Do you have the right coaches? Do you have the right folks and the folks, the sets of eyes on these problems to address what hasn't been working? Some of this stuff, look, your team is your team at this stage. You can't go get a new bunch of guys.
No, that's true. That's true.
So this is it.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think. We got a lot to get to today. Barbara Dooley's going to join us. Mike Griffith from Dog Nation is going to stop by as we'll talk about Texas and Georgia. It is a huge game on Saturday night in Athens. I'm not going to say loser goes home. Texas goes home if they lose.
Right.
I do think it jeopardizes Georgia's chances to not only be a top four team and get the bye, which Kirby's going to say he doesn't care. I think he does. As long as they get in the playoff, that's all we care about. And then I also do think, Mike, it puts a little bit in jeopardy how the rest of the season may play out. Now, I'm not taking Georgia Tech for granted. I don't think they are. You lose to Texas, that's the second loss. It would have been Alabama and Texas. You still would have lost to two top 10 teams if you're Georgia.
Right.
But I don't even want to think about that because you've basically taken, you know, your destiny out of your hands. Right now, with one loss, Georgia controls its own destiny. They can get to the SEC championship potentially. They also could be a top four team potentially. But they need to handle business on Saturday night.
What do you think? Rematch with Ole Miss if Georgia wins?
Could be. Could be.
I mean, that's kind of like where I'm leaning. And that might be one of the games of the – we already had a great game with those guys. But, again, could be the game of the year. Georgia has got a defense which is not elite by Kirby standards. Not elite, as we like to say.
Yeah.
But they've gotten better and better. I think guys are emerging. I think you're starting to see some stuff on the down linemen. You know, they're never going to be an elite pass rushing team. That's kind of like that's not their calling card this year. The great defenses of the championship years, that's not what this team is. But they do have some great skill position players. They do have a quarterback who gets better and better every start. Gunnar Stockton, you know, I heard the audio today on Andy and Randy, you know, how Feinbaum had to go, you know, eat obviously, you know, some crow on that. Because Bobo and him, and I said it earlier in the season, you know, we asked the questions of Mike Griffith, who will join us later today in the 5 o'clock hour from Dog Nation. I think Bobo's been great, save for maybe one or two series against Alabama, you know, back at Sanford Stadium. But the offense is your calling card. You're a high-scoring team. You're going to have to be down the stretch with some of these teams potentially, Carl, you'd match up with in the playoffs.
We're going to dive into it, guys, here on the show. Curious to see what Barbara has to say about this matchup and where the Dogs are, because it's been all season long. We've been waiting to be impressed. Last week, I was impressed. I was impressed with the road win at Miss State. Some of you may think that team was not any good. Ask Kirby. That's a good football team, and they just went in there and slapped them around like it was nothing.
Right.
And I think, you know, because of that, it gives Georgia a lot of confidence going into this Texas game this weekend. Hey, before we get deeper into a lot of other things we need to talk about, let's hear from Zach Robinson because, Mike, we didn't get a chance to react to him yesterday. Bijan came in. You'll hear from Bijan Robinson coming up here on the show next hour. But Big O back at the studio, as we are live again today at Joe's Sports Bar and Grill in Alpharetta, let me hear Zach talk about these third downs, because we asked Coach about it yesterday. He kept saying, you know, we're the worst fourth down or third down team in the league the last 4 weeks.
Right.
2 weeks, right? We've converted one third down in 2 weeks. You're not moving the chains, guys. You're not going to win games that way. But Zach Robinson had his own approach to it. I just want to let our listeners hear a little bit of this.
Yeah, I think, you know, as you look at the entirety of the last, you know, couple weeks, each third down has its own story, you know, and you're looking for common themes. Each are different plays, different coverages. You know, we definitely got to clean that up. We definitely got to execute when we have chances to. We got to make sure we have the right answers for the guys, you know, as coaches, all those things. We got to communicate. The first third down, you know, we get to a check and one of the guys, you know, doesn't get it. And so it results in a strip sack. So we got to get that stuff off the tape for sure.
That is Zach Robinson, by the way.
And I know that we want to see, you know, a little bit of help from Michael Penix Jr. It's one of those things that you and I have talked about over the last couple of weeks. You know, and Michael Penix is in a real slide right now. You know, I know that it depends on which fan you talk to. Some folks, nothing to see here. There's something to see here. All right, we're not manufacturing this. I mean, the third down numbers are abysmal. Completion percentage is not good. And look, we didn't think it was going to be easy. We set it back in the summer, you know, after camp. There's going to be games where he struggles. I thought that game was Carolina. There's going to be a clunker. Okay. But then the footwork, the bad habits creep back into this guy's game. You know, and he's a strong-willed kid. We know he's a leader. Seems got his back. But this is where I wonder, do you have the guys to help him? Help me help you.
Absolutely.
And I don't think Zach Robinson is that guy. And with all due respect to Arch and the other guys, and I hope I'm wrong. I hope that they find a way to dial it in between some of there's not just, you know, we have Zampezi's kid and T.J. Yates. You got all these guys, Carl, that are hopefully collaborating on this to fix it.
Speaking of that, Robinson said several different coaches are working with Penix on his mechanics. Big O, can we hear that one as well? Because this is what Mike and I were addressing yesterday as we talked about the development of Michael Penix. And again, this doesn't happen overnight, guys, but you got to see progress. Doesn't it feel a little bit like he's regressed? I mean, for me, over the last 4 weeks, this hasn't gotten better. I haven't watched a game, including last week, where I went, woo, Penix, man, he's making every throw. It looks great. These guys are just letting him down. I haven't felt that way. There have been some of that, but it hasn't been so overwhelming where I've been like, man, Penix is on point, and these guys are bums today. It's been more of, damn, he left that one out there. Right. Oh, that one was short. Oh, he overthrew him. That has to get better. Big O, let's play the soundbite from Zach Robinson talking about the coaches that are working with our quarterback.
Yeah, it's all of us. You know, obviously, DJ's leading the charge in there. You know, Ken Zampezi's in the quarterback room as well, and I'm obviously out there as well. So it's all of us. We're all, you know, communicating every day. We're a pretty close-knit group in that quarterback room. So, it's all of us. And so we've got to make sure that the habits that you create in practice translate to the game. Definitely can clean up some of those things from a fundamental and technique standpoint. But it's all of us collectively. Mike giving us his feedback on things, kind of all working together.
Zach Robinson saying we're all helping him get better. And by the way, a lot of this is on Penix. If he's getting all of this help, Mike, and he is not progressively getting better, what is he missing? Is the messaging not there, or is he not practicing or doing the things they need him to do? And again, we're not saying this is all on Michael Penix, but guys, as we get ready for Carolina on Sunday, big game. You lose, again, I'm already thinking that we're done. If you lose Sunday, you are really done.
Right. I think it's a testament to Falcon fans out there. For all the things you've had to overcome and deal with, whether you want to go all the way back to 66 or just the last 20 years, you know, constantly getting kicked in the cods by this organization, letting you down. So a lot of folks who still feel this team could go on a run because they see the athletes. You see the Jalen Walker and the James Pierce. You know what you got with Drake and Bijan. But you've got to channel that, man. And everybody, look, we said it at the end of the interview with Raheem Morris yesterday, do your freaking job, you know. There's these individual mistakes have just crippled this team. It's not rocket science. We got into this, if you missed yesterday's show, it's something we've talked about before. Over the course of an NFL game, 55 to 65 plays, there's five or six plays going to result in those touchdowns. Or at least get you in a position for that touchdown.
Sure.
And those five or six plays, well, we missed on two or three of those in Berlin. That first big throw to Pitts, that was a big one. That third down with Drake where you couldn't get him on the ground because you only blitzed four. I mean, these are the moments we just can't seem to get all lined up. But why is that? Is it all on the players, or is it a combination of the players and the guys that are coming up with a game plan?
We want to hear from you guys. Find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes in the radio show. It's Dukes and Bell 929. We got a lot to chop up. We are live today at Joe's Sports Bar and Grill. Again, 11950 Jones Bridge Road.
Come Bar's filling up, man. Look at this.
It's great, man. It's always getting – look, people already have their buckets of beer as they're walking around. That's always fun. All right, we're coming back. We got to get to the Daily Download. This hour is, of course, brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. We'll get into the Hawks last night. They look good, guys. They're playing well. Can they do it again tonight against the Jazz? We'll get into that and much more right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Other sports books just don't hit right. But FanCash makes switching to Fanatics easy. Only Fanatics gives you up to 10% FanCash back on all bets, win or lose, which you can use to unlock the world of Fanatics. From more bets and game tickets to signed memorabilia and one-of-a-kind experiences only Fanatics can offer. Switch to Fanatics Sportsbook and let the fan cash roll in. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
Hey, don't forget, you can always listen to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on the Odyssey app, guys. Download it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're out here at a great spot, by the way, right here off of Jones Bridge Road, 11950 in Alpharetta, Joe's Sports Bar and Grill. The most insulting thing has happened to me that hasn't happened in a very long time.
Uh-oh. Somebody said you're Steak Shapiro?
No, I'm not. Guy just came up here and literally put a Notre Dame bag right in front of our face and said, I demand you guys talk about Notre Dame. Are you going to talk about Notre Dame? And I told him, John, no, I'm not going to talk about Notre Dame.
If I said Notre Dame sucks, does that qualify as talking about Notre Dame?
There you go. That's it.
There you go.
He said
Notre Dame, overrated, always in that national championship. They don't deserve to be in. Although, I will say this. That was Brian Kelly. The Marcus Freeman Irish I find much more palpable as a college football fan because he's actually earned it, unlike those years where – remember Brian Kelly, the year they get smoked by Alabama, the year that Georgia should have beat him in 2012? My God.
Last week, speaking of Notre Dame, I'll give you this, okay? This is it. I'm not going to give you any more than this. Last week, Xavier Watts, starting safety for the Atlanta Falcons, okay, we're up at Flowery Branch, came on the show. He played at Notre Dame, right? Big-time safety. He said when Brian Kelly left, Mike, everybody wanted Marcus Freeman. It wasn't even close. Like, they actually went to the administration and said, this is the guy we need. He's doing a really good job. That's it. I'm done talking about Notre Dame. Appreciate you, John. Thanks for being here. Hey, man, we are going to be here until 6. Lots of fun folks out here hanging out at the bar. Miller Lite's out here as well, Mike. How about Miller Lite?
Hey, man, cheers to that. And by the way, a couple
yes,
guys, I mean, there's some dudes in here. I mean, I've seen – it's funny because we got a nice mix. We got everybody from their 20s all the way up. Guy came, he goes, I was last time I saw you working with Shapiro. I'm like, well, that would have been 2007.
How about a Congo?
So,
what like, did he say?
And I'm like, he's a very New York guy.
About,
like, where are you from?
Because Congo.
I'm from Alabama. But anyway, he's from Mulberry Street in Little Italy. Look at this guy.
That's what's up.
He literally, he looks like my uncle. You're not supposed to be here? What are you, in a witness relocation program?
No doubt.
He looks like my Uncle Nick. It could be Uncle Nick's doppelganger. But anyway, great crowd up here today at Joe's Sports Bar.
All right, man. Speaking of, what did State call him? I got to hear it again. What's he calling?
How about a Congo?
Oh, no, it's Okongwu. Okongwu.
The Michael Creighton novel, the Congo. I love the Congo.
Hey, the Hawks, man, they're playing really well. And Falcon fans, don't worry. We're going to dive back in here.
Right.
We got more stuff for you. We're going to let you hear what Bijan told us yesterday when we were up there at Flowery Branch. We love this kid. And you know what, Mike? Part of me wants the team to be good for guys like him. You know, I said it. I hope we're not wasting his talent,
yes.
Drake's talent, and these guys that are just balling their butts off for us. But we're going to get back into that. Hawks win last night. Mike and I were having this conversation. I want to bring you into it. Are we better without Trae Young?
No, we're not better without
Trae. Are we better without Trae Young?
In Sacramento in November, we're
this
better than Trae Young.
This is true. This is true. Okay.
When the guys actually, you know, when the other teams when the other teams actually start playing hard, you know, after the All-Star break, with all due respect to the in-season tournament.
This is true.
Yes. Once we get into the playoffs, you're a better basketball team with Trae Young, a guy that could go for 50 in a night, can take over a series, as he showed you, against the Sixers and the Knicks, and was on his way to doing it against the Bucks before he got injured back in 21. No, you're not a better team without Trae Young, but it is great to see the other players can step up and especially show you can play sort of point guardless basketball. But I don't think that translates to when you slow it down in the half court of the playoffs. That's a different game.
No, it is. And look, I agree with you. I'm asking this question, and I know it's going to get back to Trae. Really, you asked that question? Yes, Trae, I asked it. Only because some Hawks fans feel this way. They felt this way. Mike, you felt this way when DeJounte Murray was here. Oh, we better with DJ on the floor. No, we're not.
Right.
DJ didn't lead us anywhere. We didn't win any playoff games.
Nope.
He didn't do anything special. And as much as we like this group, I think Trae enhances it. So Hawks win 133-100 last night. Third straight win. They're 4-1 without Trae, if you're wondering, if you're keeping those numbers. And I know a lot of people will because they're going to want to say, hey, man, when Trae gets back, what is this going to look like? Hopefully it meshes because it's allowing these other players to do their thing. That is what we're hoping. Jalen Johnson, give me more JJ. 24 points, 10 boards. He's been playing great when he's out there. And, Mike, he came on last week when you were out. And said, I asked him about the shoes. I said, what's going on with the shoes, bro?
What'd he say?
He said, I know, man. You know, they don't make high tops like they used to, so I'm working through it. He said he's wearing Kyrie's now.
Oh.
For those who might have missed it.
I mean, shoot, why don't you get some duct tape and, you know, go talk to some NFL trainers and tape it up that way. I mean, it's almost like you need him in combat boots.
I know.
But, I mean,
I know.
We're talking about the ankle support and always – look, the NBA, you roll your ankle, you know, a half a dozen times in a season. But it just – that's one guy we can't afford to miss, period.
No doubt. All right. They will play tonight against the Jazz right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. So make sure you get a chance to check that out. Meanwhile, a couple other things going on in and around sports. We will get back to reacting to Raheem Morris. And it's just funny, man, because, like, every guy I'm running into on the street now is literally like, hey, Dukes. What's up with Raw? And I'm like, what do you mean? Everybody's got a problem. And is this just a factor of losing? Is this just a factor of losing?
I didn't want to say this yesterday because we're up at Flowery Branch, but neighbors who live across the street from us, Penny and Jarvis, they're retired, old school Delta people, just the nicest people in the world. And Jarvis is kind of got that Danny Glover, I'm too old for this spit kind of vibe. And so whenever we hang out in the neighborhood, he's always like, I figure you don't want to talk sports on your day off. So when I was leaving yesterday for work to drive up to the branch, and he was coming out, and I was leaving my development, and we're going, and we stop and talk, and he goes, where you going, man? He's like, you heading up to the branch? I go, roll my eyes, go, yeah, because he goes, how long is that drive? I go, it's going to be 90 minutes today. He goes, well, look at the bright side. Could be the last time you're talking to Raheem Morris.
Oh, jeez. Come on.
I'm just saying. And this is a dude who doesn't have a bad thing to say about anyone. So people are frustrated. Guys, the season is not just slipping away, it has slipped away.
Yeah.
I'm with Carl. You can still beat up on the Sisters of the Poor and not get to where you need to be in the wild card in the NFC. The entire – well, three-fourths of the NFC North is better than us.
Yes.
You know, there's two-thirds or two-quarters of the NFC West is better than where we are right now. And the Bucs, that's a franchise who can take a body blow and not crap the bed the way we did last year with the Kirk Cousins soap opera.
Mike, we – there's a chance. I just have to laugh to not cry. That we could lose to Carolina twice this season.
I
mean, there's a really good chance that could happen on Sunday. Right. And I'm like, what happened?
They got after us. They stopped our run game. What are they going to do on Sunday? They're going to get after Panics to try to stop the run game.
Yes, they are.
With interior linemen that we've seen for years. There's a lot of players on that team. And Rebrum. Oh, you know what really irked a lot of guys today at the gym? Shout out to my boy Jesse. He goes, I heard Raheem quoting his Super Bowl resume again.
Did he?
Yeah, he did.
Oh, I didn't. Did he yesterday?
Yeah.
What did he say?
Well, he talked about a lot of Rams on that Carolina team.
Oh, yeah, yeah. He did say that.
Won the championship with them.
He did say that, yes.
But that's what you do. Yeah. Why do you think when Bobby Petrino had that motorcycle wreck with his side piece, he had on Sugar Bowl champion baseball hat with the world's biggest neck brace to remind Arkansas fans back then of, hey, you don't want to get rid of me. I'm a good coach.
Yeah, I win
the
big
ones. Right.
No, he did do that. I forgot, yeah, because he said he knew a lot of the staff over there.
Correct.
Yeah, look.
But that's survival instincts 101 for anybody in professional sports. Throw the resume in there.
Yeah. I want his resume to get better here as the head coach of our football team. That's what I want. 404-726-0929. Chopping up a lot of different things. I got a story I got to tell, too, about one of our other shows, Mike, here in about 10 minutes. So stay tuned for that. I got to tell you this story. Also going on, man, Paul Skeens wins the NL Cy Young. Finished the season, he had an incredible year, 217 strikeouts, I think. Tyreek Skubal wins the American League Cy Young Award. Both of these guys are going to be around, man, and they're both, you know, they're just dogs. And Mike mentioned this yesterday as we go around the world of sports. Michigan State placed on a three-year probation for recruiting violations under Mel Tucker. Worst hire, maybe. In their school's history.
I said it to clear my throat yesterday at the end of the show. You're going to vacate 14 wins. Wow, they got a hell of a season. No, over three seasons. So, I mean, it's one thing if you're going to cheat and really accomplish something. Don't cheat and be horrible. And Michigan State, I mean, my God, that's – talk about, like, a program you don't even remotely think about.
No,
ever.
You don't. No, you don't. Basketball, yes. Football, not so much. And Mark Cuban, remember we brought this up yesterday. I cleared my throat saying that Cuban was having these meetings with the brass of the Mavs. He still owns about 27% of the team. He is denying the reports, Mike, that he mapped out a plan for the Mavs' future following Nico Harrison's firing. Does it matter? I mean, honestly, is anybody going to be upset with Mark Cuban if it is true? Nobody. Everybody wanted this guy gone. It doesn't matter, but he's trying not to be a meddler. And want everybody to think that he's still running the franchise, even though he sold a majority of it.
He definitely wanted that guy out of there. Again, for those who remember Nico Harrison, he came up through Nike, the famous story, which seems like literally something out of the movie, you know, where, you know, Steph Curry comes in with his family and they're pitching Steph for Nike. He's like, you know, Seth, it's Steph. Well, Steph, very excited to have you in the Nike family. And it's like, the record skips.
Done.
So, I mean, but there's the thing. We've seen a lot of these sneaker pimps kind of infiltrate, you know, levels of management now in the NBA, and they're not really qualified for it.
Nico, by the way, has updated his IG profile. It says, girl dad, unemployed. True story.
Well, I mean, he's working for Nike. I think he's going to land on his feet.
Oh, he'll be fine. Yeah. He'll be fine. Hey, man, we're coming back. We're hanging out again. Joe's Sports Bar and Grill, Jonesbridge Road. We'll be here until 6. Want to remind you, we've got all your live college football coverage in the ATL Saturday at 8 a.m. Get the day started with college football game time brought to you by Window Nation. Visit windownation.com and by Alumni Hall. Shop where the fans shop, guys. John Fricke, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and Garrett Chapman to get the stage set for you. We got big matchups. Doubleheader, Florida at Ole Miss, followed by TCU at BYU. We got you covered when it comes to college football right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Don't let the holidays derail your fitness. Stay on track with Hydro. 20 minutes rowing on a Hydro targets 86% of your muscles as Olympians guide you from incredible locations worldwide. Running can't compete. That's why 90% stick with Hydro a year later. GQ named the Hydro Arc the best rower of 2025. And every Hydro comes with free shipping, a 30-day trial, and warranty. Go to Hydro.com code FIT and save up to $600 on your next Hydro. Hydro.com code FIT. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatic Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatic's events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatic Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatic Sportsbook app.
It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9, the
game. I didn't realize you're coming back. I'm like, Carl, you want a cheese stick?
Yeah, well, I see they're bringing food, and the food looks amazing. The wings look great. They got a tremendous menu here, so make sure you check it out, guys. If you come in, Joe's Sports Bar and Grill right here off of Jones Bridge Road. Real quick, before we move on to potentially let you hear what Raheem is saying and all that's going on from our conversation yesterday, Big O said that the alarm is going off back at the studio.
Uh-oh.
Which brings back memories of an alarm going off and one particular employee refusing to leave the studio.
Because I like to think, just like a Marine or a soldier, an airman, you know, you name it, you don't leave your post. That's how I was raised. Also, at 790, we always ignored fire alarms. So we were doing our show. Carl and I had just started together. You know, Cordell had moved on, and then Mark James was in there for a minute, and you and I.
Yeah.
And so we're literally trying to establish ourselves in, like, the second week on the job. Fire alarm goes off. I'm like, oh, Carl's like, it's a fire alarm. I'm like, so what? And Carl's, no, we got to leave. I'm like, come on, you're crazy. And, like, no, we have to leave.
Well, they had been sticklers about this since we had started because, again, that space was not built out. And so there were times where, you know, it was like we weren't even on that floor, blah, blah, blah. Point is, follow the rules. But here you are.
All right, again, I came from a company that was all about not following the rules.
Yeah, and, I heard.
And, again, fire alarms are fire alarms. Now, there's fire alarms.
Not on the ninth floor, Playboy.
We all knew this was a fire drill. Big difference. You know, fire
No. We didn't know that.
Well, again.
This damn alarm is going ding, ding. The red light's going off. I'm like, is this real?
Well, you know what, then?
Real?
I'm going to climb through the vent like Bruce freaking Willis at Nakatomi Plaza.
Get
okay.
Out of here.
I'll figure it out if it goes sideways. Welcome to the party, pal. So we're sitting there, and I'm like, literally, I'm incredulous at the time. This is where Day-Day, I earned that reputation as loose cannon.
Wait a minute. This time?
The first time.
No, you already had that reputation.
Well, the boss is like, Mike, you got to go. I'm like, come on, Terry, this is ridiculous. It's a fire drill. And so we got to go. This is no joke. I'm like, oh, okay. So I go, this is complete expletive. And I slapped the, we have like soundproofing material
okay, well,
on the wall.
Will you tell the truth about this story?
I just went, whoosh. I go, ah, oh, this is a bull blank. I go, whoosh, hit the wall.
That is not what you did. You punched the wall and said, I'm not leaving.
I punched a wall made of styrofoam, soundproof material.
And it cracked. Yeah, it broke.
This is like I'm.
Into a million pieces.
I'm not, what's his name? No scar for the Braves who broke his hand hitting a concrete wall in the Braves clubhouse. Okay. Anyway. So And of course, I go,
you make this sound like it wasn't a big deal. It was a big deal.
Any other place I worked, it wasn't a big deal. But under the regime of one Terry Fox, it was a big deal. Now all of a sudden it becomes this big thing. You hear that? Mike said bull blanket smacked a wall.
Ooh. Let me tell you something. He's looking through the glass because we're in the studio. And he's like a dad going, you two, get out here right now. You two, you need to come out. And Mike's like, I'm not leaving. I'm not going anywhere.
We're trying to win the quarter hour, coach.
And I'm on the mic and I'm going, well, ladies and gentlemen, I think we'll be coming back soon. And Mike's in the background. I don't care what you say. Literally, I walk out the studio.
I'm like, I can't believe you blanky blankies make us leave during a blanket fire drill.
Yeah.
And I'm dropping F-bombs left and right. So now I'm going down the stairs. We got to go down the stairs. I'm like, this is a blanket blank blank blanky blank blank. Yeah, and so that's my reputation was sealed.
Is that when it happened?
Well, I mean.
Was that the day it went down?
I don't know.
By the way, and we only bring this up. We're having fun with this because we can now. But in the moment, it was really funny to me. It was not funny to our boss. He was like, you are disobeying the rules of this building. and we were like, okay, whatever.
I think the line was, I'm not following Polly Pepper Pot and all the other chicks in the double knits down 10 flights of stairs. I think that was what got him really upset.
Here was the other part about it. So we exit the building, and I don't know if you guys work in these kind of buildings. We're in Midtown. But they do these periodically. God forbid if anything truly does happen. Mike's not going to survive, by the way. But if it does happen, you know how to exit and you know where to go. So they had us go to our designated spot. That was the other part about this. We got downstairs.
Grid Alpha.
Yes, and we had to go to our designated spot. And then they like took, you know, roll call, you know, who made it down. You know, Bell Dukes is here. Anyways, it was a mess. That was years ago, but that is what Orn is dealing with back at the studio. And sometimes these things go off, and it's not real. And that's the other part that Mike's talking about. This red light's going off, and you're like, it's fake.
No, just to give you some – and Gordon worked with me, G Money, by the way, our intrepid engineer. He was with me at the old station that doesn't exist anymore. Just to give you some background so you understand why I reacted the way I did.
There's a reason?
They would do a lot of – safety drills. In my defense, you were good for at least one safety drill every other quarter. So twice a year, you had a BS fake safety drill.
What floor were you guys on?
We're on the 17th floor.
See, I would have been out. Like, yeah. You guys are reckless. Ninth floor is high enough. 17 floors?
So at this time, I was doing morning drive with Steak and the guys.
You betcha.
And I had an 11 o'clock Vegas flight. And this was pre that's after 9/11. You still had to go through security. So I gotta scram. I gotta hit the airport. So I'm coming down the elevators, I get in the lobby. I'm like, oh. And so I saw security, she goes, fire drill. So the girl tipped me off, she goes, fire drill. And so, oh, okay. So I go downstairs. Our building locked out the parking garage.
Yeah, because it's dangerous, Mike. People are trying to learn their escape routes.
Well, guess what I did? Back in the day, I had a Jeep endorsement. I had this big CJ5, whatever the hell it was, big Wrangler, you know, big tires, the whole shebang. So the lady, I'm trying to go out, and she's like, what are you doing? I go, I've got to catch a flight to Vegas. You can't leave the parking lot. It's locked down. I go, well, it's a fire drill. Anyway, so I literally went over the curb in the big knobby tires, lifted the arm, you know, the parking arm up over the Jeep.
Yeah.
And then
Did you break the arm?
No, I extended it. I didn't break it. I did. I put the springs back in it once I put it back down.
Okay.
I watch Tool Time and know how these things work. So then Salsa calls me in the office. What did you do during the fire drill? I go, I exited the building. He goes, you're not supposed to. The women were in fear for their life. You apparently tore out of the parking garage. I go, define tore out of the parking garage.
Did they have you on video?
Yes. I was banned from parking in our building. For 3 months. I had to park at the Palm. Remember that day? I had to park at the Westin or the old Swiss Hotel and walk across the street. Anyway, the point is I made my flight. But as you know, and for you kids listening at home, that's why you love the show, because Mike doesn't play by the rules, Carl.
No. I'm
a rebel, Carl.
We are telling this story because our coworkers are back at the studio today dealing with a real, Mr. Bell, a real fire drill, okay?
All right.
So, once Orn and everybody gets back, we will address.
So how does this work? Are we going to do like the whole show without commercials?
Well, yeah, we're just going to roll and do.
Hey,
what we
I
do.
Like it.
We're going to roll now. While we're telling one story, can I tell another one?
Because
this
can is roll,
great.
Baby.
This is great. So I'm up this morning, and I'm listening to the morning shift, Love Allie. Love Mike Johnson. Yes, I love Bo too. But I'm listening to the morning show. And I hear Bo come in this morning. And you know he's listening right now.
Always listening, watching, judging. I'm management. I'm the meat man.
And I said, well, I want to hear what they talk about. Maybe they'll talk about our Raheem interview
right.
and all the things that were going on at Flyer Branch yesterday, that stuff we, you know, were able to get. And Bo comes in this morning and says, yeah, you know, it's hard to get water up here on the ninth floor. And I'm sitting there at home and I'm like, wait a minute. Aren't you the APD? Shouldn't you be doing something about this?
Bo is complaining. So real quick, in our office, we used to have water bottle service. We don't have water.
Mm-hmm.
If we need basic things like water, you got to go down to the 8th floor where V103.
Yeah, it's a journey.
Star 94.
It's a journey.
A-OK is. But Bo, we always thought that was part of his job description
management. We had heard that because the last time we went on the air and complained about, can we just get some water up here, it was, I'll take care of it. Anyways, he's complaining about this and saying, hey, I had to go down. I met the new, you know, the morning show on Star 94, and I was like, okay, that's cool. But the part that just rubbed me the wrong way, Mike, who's taking care of this water? And it dawned on me. We haven't had water on the ninth floor in months. It's the truth.
18 months.
Is it that long?
Yes,
it is. It's been forever. So then Bo's sitting there, and I heard him say it. So, Bo, if you're listening right now, whose job is this? Who's supposed to get us the new water up there? I'm just saying, can I get a water?
Right.
Can I get a refill or something?
I mean, what is it? We got like a 6-year outstanding water bill with somebody that we can't get. Our water credit is bad.
It's unbelievable.
We can't get any
but
water.
I was laughing. They were having a lot of fun this morning, but I heard Bo say that, and I was like, wait a minute. Haven't I heard you say, it's my job?
Yeah, I thought I was. No, I'm not trying to be a Weisenheimer, Bo. I wasn't on the impression that was under your umbrella of job responsibility.
No, so
we'll see.
But when he said that, I was like, well, maybe he's not taking care of that anymore.
Hey, I got something for you. Falcon related for guys here at the bar. We're at Joe's Sports Bar and Grill in Alpharetta off of Jones Bridge Road. The bar is packed. We got a full bar. We got some great folks. It's nice. Some guys are maybe first time checking out the show. We're Dukes and Bell. Welcome. Some guys know who we is.
What's up, Luda?
Hey, man. Luda's in the back.
You see him with the shades on.
What's up, Joe?
What's up, Luda?
Man, Luda's gotten a lot taller since last time we saw him.
Move.
Yeah, man.
Get out the way.
Yeah.
I see you over there.
So yesterday on the show, at the end of the program, last hour, somebody took some of Michael Penix Jr.'s comments at his press conference yesterday at the branch and completely twisted it, turned it out of context. There were questions about who do you turn to for advice, you know, who do you look to, and basically he talked about he has high school coaches and friends, and they made it sound the way they took the audio. They took one answer to one question, flipped it, and they ran with it. And it basically makes it sound like Michael Penix Jr. is saying he's getting no help from anybody on the sideline or any help during the game. It goes, it's a complete fugazi. We discussed it. I know our good friend at Channel 2, Allison Mastrangelo, she posted it. Sandra, a lot of folks have posted. I just reposted. Guys, it's total BS. It's too late. It's already gone national. Everybody, all these site, you know, information aggregators are throwing it out there. But it makes this situation with the Falcons look even worse. So we know we're dysfunctional. And it makes us look 10 times worse nationally.
Yeah.
But it's completely not. It's nonsense.
Well, no one who you guys know locally credible that are at these press conferences tweeted that out yesterday. And you should just take that with a grain of salt. If you follow our team and
right.
you know where you get the information from and you trust the sources in which you get the information from,
right.
no one who covers our team on a regular basis put that out there. And if you see that, then you should know, wait a minute, is Zach doing that? Is Allison doing that? What about my guy, you know,
right.
Shock? Is Shock putting this out there?
No,
you need to be thinking about that when you
right.
see this crap. And, Mike, it's upsetting because, to your point, this is the point of no return. This is the stuff that just starts to avalanche and build, and people go, man, they ain't helping Penix at all. And it's just, we don't know to what degree. We can fuss about it. We're
right.
family. This is like now it just seems like this coaching staff is completely, you know, disowning Michael Penix from the standpoint
right.
of not giving him what he needs. We didn't talk about it on the air yesterday, but I know I told you yesterday. And by the way, the guy or the person or the people who deal with that account, I'm just going to tell you, it's a fake account, man. It's not even a real person.
There's one called Dove Kleeman. I think it's Kleeman. It's just basically it's two or three people putting just stuff together.
It's not even real.
And it's a lot of salacious rumors and nonsense, stuff that hasn't been vetted. But that's what everybody's in a race for content. And again, just want to let you know, this isn't protecting the Falcons brand or trying to be, we're just telling you what's right and what's wrong. Michael Penix Jr. did not say the things they're purporting him to say.
Not at all. All right, you want to join us, you can. 404-726-0929. Father just walked in with two girls. It's your girls right there, man. What's going on? Hello, ladies. How are y'all?
Hi, guys. What's going on?
Here at Joe's Sports Bar and Grill off of Jones Bridge Road. So if you want to come through, and we appreciate them stopping in as well. Did you guys go to school today? You did? What grade you guys in?
Fourth grade. Oh, okay. That's so cute. Because it's fun. You know, when's the last time we did a career day? It's been a minute.
It has.
Because we used to do those a lot. And by the way, if schools just reach out to us, find us, it's always kind of fun. But in the old days, I guess the one teacher, last time I did one, I think it was up at Crabapple, and I think it was a junior high. And I said, hey, who's the big mouth here? Who's the funny kid? Who's the kid who's always in trouble? And this kid who puts his hand up, I go, it'll all work out for you.
Yes, it will. Yes, it will. You've got a future. though they tell you, the counselor's going to tell you don't, but you've got a future.
I'm still in touch on Facebook with my old English teacher, Mrs. Harris. Who goes, you think you're going to BS your way through life? I go, yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Pretty much how it's worked out. But yeah. There's a lesson in there, maybe not for these kids, but there is a lesson for the kids out there somewhere, Carl.
I love our listeners. One of our listeners just said, hey, man, what's up with y'all sales folks? Y'all don't have a water sponsor?
Hey. Boom, boom. Bang, zoom.
I love our listeners. Well, maybe we will now. How's that?
I'm just saying, people worried about broadcasting, worried about our rights, our basic rights.
For real. 404-726-0929. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, guys, we will go around the NFL in our 4th-and-1 segment. Jets, Patriots tonight, by the way. Mike, I'm not touching this. 13.5-point underdog.
Oh.
To the Patriots on the road. Are the Jets going to get killed like that?
Well, the Jets have squeezed out two wins. There's a loyal Jets fan from down on Mulberry Street. He goes, I'm one of the few guys who actually saw Joe Namath win that thing. So, look.
Long time, man.
Patriots look pretty darn good. And we just saw the Buccaneers got a taste of that, right? You know, they're playing some good ball. And that's another coach we could have hired. But, again, that may have been too weird, too close to Tennessee with two Tennessee hires in a row after Arthur Smith. But Vilma, he's like sort of the younger, you know, slightly cooler Belichick. But this is a team which is certainly, Carl, it is cut off of his mold of the toughness, mental toughness.
Sure.
The coaching staff is exemplary. You got Josh McDaniels pushing the right buttons. Drake May looking like an elite quarterback. You know, the worst Drake May looked at times, ironically, was against us 2 weeks ago.
It's true. And you know what? In the second half, we bottled him up. We really did.
We shut him down.
But in the second half.
Held him to a field goal.
And that was a game, again, that got away from us. We should have been able to win it. But we'll talk about that. We'll also get into what's going on around the league, guys, here on the show. If you are just joining us, part of this extended Dukes and Bell segment is literally, just keeping it 100 with you, our guys back at the studio, there was a fire drill. And they forced us to get out of the building, as Mike described the story where he refused and well, almost got suspended for it. But they do require everybody to leave the building to make sure that, hey, everybody knows what's going on. So once they get back, then we'll be able to get back on our regular schedule. But until then, it's just us chopping it up. By the way, Bijan Robinson joined us yesterday. Mike, I thought he was so good. You know, he's never going to point the finger and blame people. But the one thing I'd love to see him do more, and he's not. I said to him, don't you go to Zach Robinson? Don't you go to Rod and say, hey, I need the ball more? Like, he's a competitor, man.
I mean, this goes back to the imagination or the lack of imagination with Zach Robinson and the play calling. How about having both guys in the backfield? Because let's be honest, the entire NFL world is going, wow, you had a wide receiver with a broken clavicle out there? Yeah. We found out. We sandbag our injury report. Everybody in the NFL sandbags it.
They do.
It's just the way it's done. Now, some people are saying, raising eyebrows, like, wow, that's kind of a serious injury. Remember, guys, we brought in DJ Chark.
Yeah.
From the Jacksonville Jaguars, a former 1,000-yard receiver.
And he did
nothing. He was washed. So that was the high-profile guy that they brought in. If you want to call Odell Beckham and see if he wants to kick the tires, it'll take him a month to get up to speed. Season will be gone by then.
Yep.
But this is one that I still think Fontenot could have found a happy medium to get maybe somebody in there. Okay, so Chark didn't work. Who's next? Because Mooney has not been close to 100%, and now we see that. But, yeah, you've got to find a way. If Mooney is so banged up, then Bijan, or you know, this afternoon, like in Berlin. Now, let's get some extra throws and routes to Bijan.
Yes.
And Drake is now RB1, and Nelson Bijan becomes WR2.
He could do it, Mike.
Right.
He can do it. I mean, I go back to the story when they were looking at him at Texas, and they go down, and the entire contingent is there. they're interviewing everybody, talking about Bijan, and they ran him through all of these routes, and he ran them better than most wide receivers. I mean, that's part of this. So he could do it. I agree with you. But will they do that? 404-726-0929. All right. Looks like we're coming back here. Our guys are hanging out, and they're getting back. I'm looking at this update from the studio.
Oh, you mean that Oren survived the fake fire drill?
Yes, I think he's going to be all right. By the way, what are those that you're eating? Right. What is that?
I'm
going to
take a photo. These could be the most glorious cheese sticks in all of Atlanta. Look. It's like I'm showing this to the crowd like the Price is Right. These are cheese sticks. There's six of them. I mean, these things are huge,
they
man.
They are big.
Look at the size of those bad boys.
Yeah, I didn't know what you had over there.
I mean, it looks like,
you going to be able to finish that?
Oh, I'm going to put a dent in it. That's what I'm saying. Throw your hat in the ring, Joe. Get a piece of that.
That's a lot of cheese, man.
Hey, man. That looks yummy as heck.
It does look good. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back. When we do, we'll let you hear what Bijan had to say to us. Also, we'll go around the league. Look, there are a lot of teams right now like us that are fighting for their lives. But what about a team that's winning and has a major distraction on it? We got to talk about the latest with A.J. Brown. We will when we come back. We're live at Joe's Sports Bar and Grill on Jones Bridge Road. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This NBA season, every shot you take with Fanatics Sportsbook puts points on the board. Earn up to 10% fan cash on your bets, win or lose. So even if your bet misses, you're still scoring fan cash, which unlocks exclusive rewards like authentic apparel, game tickets, and meeting legends at Fanatics events. Make the switch and turn every bet into a bucket with Fanatics Sportsbook. Winning hits different here. Must be 21 plus. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or 1-800-522-4700. MD, visit mdgamblinghelp.org. Offer not available in all states. Terms apply. See Fanatics Sportsbook app.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.